National Park Service Public Information Officer Shauna Austin says 68-year-old Paul Schock of Lake Nebagaman was dropped off at Scoli Pass on September 12th.
He was scheduled to be picked up by airplane again on the 16th of September. Weather was bad, and so the next day they went out to pick him up in the place where it was agreed he would be, and he wasn't there. So a search began then.
Austin says Schock's tent, food, and other equipment were found, but not the missing hiker.
We're searching concentric areas. Highly possible he went out toward a glacier to take photos, so we're kind of concentrating there. We have four different groups of searchers out searching different areas looking for him.
Austin believes Schock had his coat and camera equipment when he went missing. She says park officials hope he is faring well, but the weather is Schock's biggest enemy.
As much equipment as he left behind in his camp, it's not likely because he would probably be cold. He'd probably be hungry. Where he's at, it was 29 degrees a couple of nights ago. He's at 5,500 feet, and where that temperature was taken was at 1,500 feet in McCarthy. So it was colder where he is. He also has some health issues, so we are trying very hard to find him as soon as we can.
Schock's daughter was doing seasonal work in Alaska at the time of his disappearance. She is participating in search efforts. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.